Case 2, 22-509.
That's you, sir.
Yep.
Torrington. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Yes, Sergeant William Bernabucci, BERNABUCCI, through Torrington Police Department, and Chief William Baldwin.
Thank you, Sergeant. Would you like to make a brief opening statement?
No, I'll...
Okay. Would you like to make an opening statement, sir?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right, Sergeant, you may proceed.
As far as I understand, this came through as a denial from the appellant. I'm probably the one that fingerprinted him the day that he came down to get fingerprinted. Unfortunately, I can't speak to what conversation was had. I'm thinking this must have been maybe a miscommunication or a misunderstanding, saying that because within our process, our chief likes to have three letters of recommendation. I'm not sure which records clerk the appellant spoke with when he came in to turn in his application, and one of our records clerk no longer works with us. But I'm thinking that the three letters of recommendation were not in the packet. So in the event he didn't leave his application. So the long and short of it, we never received an application from the appellant, so we couldn't move forward with processing the application. And an application was never brought back to us at any point.
Okay. Sure, do you have any questions of the sergeant?
No questions.
Okay, does the board have questions of the sergeant?
Just real quick. You said fingerprints, you believe fingerprints were done?
Yes.
Were those kept on file or returned to the appellant?
They would still be in the system. So the fingerprints were sent on 11/24/21. And that would have been the same day I would have fingerprinted.
And did you get a response back on those prints?
Yes, it shows FlexCheck's response came back with no state or FBI record. And that's as far as we could go.
Yep, but prints were done and sent back.
Correct.
Yeah, right.
Correct.
No state. Okay.
Correct.
Where our issue is whether, and you guys really can't testify because you're not sure, was whether the application was, I mean, to the best of your knowledge, if I brought my application in, turned it over to you, I don't have my letters of reference, would you guys still process that application?
We would start the process, because that's happened before.
Yep.
You know, applicants have come in and not had the letters, or had one or two. We would still accept the application so we can at least get started with it.
Yep.
And then, you know, once the letters of recommendation are completed.
What if I don't have letters of recommendation?
We would still start it. We would do the process.
Yep.
Again, that's the letters of recommendation is just something that the chief asked for.
Again, absent no criminal history, nothing in CAD or Torrington, you know. Nothing, my name doesn't flag at all. I just don't turn in my letter for reference. Would you move forward with that application, an approval or denial?
We would. Okay. We would complete it and we would send it up to the chief.
And what would happen then?
He would probably send it back down asking for the three letters of reference.
Yeah, we're sort of dancing. Would you deny, would the chief, you're representing the chief, so you're sort of stuck. Would you deny based on failure to fail? But not turning in those letters of reference, absent anything else? Or would you issue the temporary permit?
We would wind up, again, speaking for the chief.
Yeah, I know, you're sort of on.
Yeah, we would wind up.
So you're representing your authority.
Yes.
There.
We would wind up issuing the temporary, because we also know that not having the three letters of recommendation, that's not like an automatic disqualifier. So that's just something that he he likes. But yes, we would go forward as we normally would do with the application.
I think I'm stating the obvious, but there are no other grounds for the unsuitability characterization of this appellant other than the failure to turn in the three letters?
Not at this time. And we never issued a letter of denial because we never had an application to send forward to the chief. So there was no official denial letter sent to the appellant.
The application never.
So is this ripe for resolution if there was never a denial?
Well, I think we have to hear from the appellant.
Yeah, we need to hear from the appellant.
Yeah, okay.
Any other questions? Any other witnesses?
Do not.
Okay, sir, you can tell us what you'd like us to know.
Sure. When I went to...
Please speak up. Yeah, we got to make up. Yeah. We have to hear you, and we need a transcription, so...
Sure. I went to the Torrington Police Department to turn in my application for the pistol permit. The desk clerk did not accept my application because I didn't have the letters. She said, "We can't accept it without the letters." And I asked her, "Should I consider this a denial?" She said, "Yes." So I left. And that's pretty much it, really.
And then you filed.
And then because she said yes, it was a denial, I said okay, so I just went forward with the denial process. So that's why I'm here.
Did you talk to anybody else at the police department besides the records clerk?
I tried emailing Officer Baldwin, or the captain, or the chief, sorry. I tried emailing him on November 24th about it all. I sent the email to you guys as well, or to Nancy, I believe, for her email. And I just explained to them.
I think this was supposed to be in his packet. I think we didn't copy that into his packet. That was the email that he sent to the chief. I'm sorry.
What day was that? Was that this year or is that?
Oh, that was November 24th, 2021.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you take the on your application? Did you took the NRA basic safety class or something that approved?
I did. Yeah. Okay.
Letting everybody read it.
Mm-hmm. It was my error. He did send that email, and I put it on his file, but it just didn't get into the packet. That was my...
Luckily, it's not a long email.
So. I know. Not a big, long chain of it.
We could get this to the sergeant.
I got it.
We're going to need it back, though, so
sure.
It's going to have to be in the record.
Thank you.
Officer, did you have anything else to add at this time?
No, I do not.
Sergeant, do you have any questions for the appellant?
I do not, because unfortunately, I mean, I can't speak to the conversation you had with whatever records clerk you spoke with.
And I take it you don't have that email in your records or response from the chief to the appellant?
No, this is the first time I've seen it.
Does the board have any other questions of the appellant?
Do you have any felony convictions?
Sir?
Any other misdemeanor disqualifications on your record?
No.
Were you any arrests or convictions out of state?
Nope.
Any military service?
No.
Any mental health issues committed to for a period of time or mental health facility, anything like that?
No, sir.
Do you live in Torrington?
I do.
So, the appellant in his email was correct. There is a declaratory ruling that reflects that a letter of recommendation cannot be required by the town. It's not required by statute. There is also a Superior Court case, Town of Farmington, Board of Fire and Permit Examiners. I don't have the docket number. Oh, I do have the docket number. CB 95-0550258, Judicial District of New Britain, which hears all administrative hearings. That case held, similar to our declaratory ruling, that towns cannot require a letter of recommendation and cannot refuse to take an application if there is no accompanying letters of recommendation. In that case, the board took that as a constructive denial and issued the, or required the issuing authority to issue the permit. The court heard that case and indicated where the town has failed to conduct its own suitability hearing, this board is not entitled to require the issuing authority to issue without conducting its own suitability determination, which is why Colonel Overturf was asking those questions. So if, knowing that, does the board have any other questions as to the suitability of the appellant, assuming that we are taking this as a constructive denial? Seeing none?
I guess,
yeah, go ahead.
You know, unlawful user of narcotics or marijuana, that, anything, any questions that we didn't ask you, I'm sorry, that would call into question your suitability to carry a pistol permit, that pistol permit.
And you did ask if you took the
and you asked me.
Yep. The chief isn't here. Do you use alcohol on a frequent basis?
No, I don't.
Any other questions?
A thought.
Yeah.
So, if
it's different.
So for the interest, this is just throwing it out. I don't know if I should do it as a motion and discussion.
We could.
I think that I'll make a motion to find for the appellant, based on no apparent suitability issues, including a state and criminal records check done by Torrington, but that was in 2021, I believe.
Correct, and then, again, that was no in-house. That was just response back from the flex
right.
check.
Right.
Yep.
So there's a motion to find for the appellant, made by Colonel Overturf. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Attorney Sinetti. I think procedurally, if you'd be interested, Colonel Overturf, I think it might behoove the record to indicate whether we believe there is a constructive denial here.
I believe there was a constructive denial. At least the appellant had, you know, had a reasonable belief that it was a constructive denial. He had his fingerprints taken. He went to the Torrington Police Department. Again, whether it was a error on the clerk's part, you know, the appellant did not know that. You know, when she would not take that application, especially since he had his fingerprints done, and she articulated, and we don't have any testimony against it, she, you know, articulated that she would not take it specifically because of the three letters of reference. I can see how the appellant took that as a constructive denial, and then the appellant, I have a letter, went beyond that and then contacted the chief of police via email, and also it says left the voicemail.
For Michelle.
Yep. Yes. You know, but for voicemail and how to move forward with this without hearing back. There's a very reasonable belief on the appellant's part that that was a constructive denial.
So can I understand it to be an amended motion that there is both a constructive denial and to find for the appellant on suitability grounds?
I agree with that, but I think you could also make a colorable case that this was a de facto denial because he filed the application, he was not granted the permit, it was communicated to him that he needed to do these other requirements that aren't required by statutory law. So he was denied the permit, and I think that based on the motion, we should order the town to issue the permit.
Will you just renew your second of the amended motion of Colonel Overturf, Attorney Sinetti?
Excuse me?
Would you be willing to renew your second, because he slightly amended it after my small point?
My second is hereby renewed.
Thank you.
Without making it
so the motion, the amended motion is made by Colonel Overturf to find for the appellant based on a denial by the town, as well as a finding of suitability by this board at 10:30 a.m., seconded by Attorney Sinetti. Is there further discussion on the motion?
So, procedurally, we would order the town, if I may have my time frame, to issue. I think they have 20 days to issue. After they get notification.
Or 45, like to, or to contest it? Is that
no, not to contest, but how long period after we provided them the deed do they have?
They have 45 days to take it up with the Superior Court if that's what they choose. So it's a 45, it's 45 days.
Yeah, and then we would have to, and if they did nothing with it, we'd have to.
Then we could do that, what, writ of mandamus?
Yes. So Torrington technically would have 45 days before they'd have to do anything. Because the fingerprints were done approximately 2 years ago, I don't know how long it would take Torrington. I don't even know if we needed the prints again, but I don't know how long it would take Torrington to actually do a good investigation and issue a temporary. I'm just trying to throw out a little bit of a deal here and whether that would be suitable to both parties, in which you make some type of agreement in which Torrington forthwith does an investigation, finding nothing, issues the temporary. If Torrington sits on it within a certain period of time, we see him back at the very first hearing. Do that again, just in the interest of citizens of the state of Connecticut, to make sure, you know, something hasn't happened between this almost 2 year period since it's been. I take it full your testimony that you haven't had any issues at all.
No.
So, but just for discussion purposes.
So, question.
But that's different than the motion on the floor, isn't it?
No, this is discussion. Yeah, this is just I'm just throwing something out.
Yeah, that's in fact the motion, but it's a technical question. I'm sorry. They don't have an application, so how is he going to know who to issue a permit to besides we just have an appellate case here?
That would be, I'd like to see the appellant come in, you know, forthwith and drop off anything he needs. They would take care of it forthwith, and we have, without anything that's not before us, they'd issue an ASAP.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there needs to be a little cooperation.
Yeah.
You need to get your identity details, because otherwise there's nothing.
Yeah.
So just resubmit the application?
Yeah, and maybe notify your records clerk he's going to be coming in.
I'm sorry?
Notify the records clerk he's going to be coming in.
But yeah, just to start with, a physical application, I mean, that would be great.
And then, are you in charge of that department?
Records department, yes.
So you, maybe you would be the point of contact to make sure he sees you, he hand delivers that to you, and it gets done forthwith.
Yeah, that's not an issue. Like I said, I think there's a, it was either miscommunication or misunderstanding with this.
Yep.
But yeah, I.
And there's a point, I think we notified you a couple of months ago, a phone call to the appellant, we might have been not done here today either. Just as a point.
Yeah.
Any other comments?
So I'm a little bit confused then. I thought the motion on the floor was to grant the permit.
It was. I needed to get to a place for the motion for discussion purposes.
Okay.
So
if we vote on the motion that's on the floor, would the permit be granted immediately to the appellant?
Well, we would order Torrington to issue. Torrington has 45 days to issue or file an appeal to Superior Court.
Right.
If they don't.
Without having the appellant have to go through any other extra hoops, including submitting an application again?
The only hoop being they need to know who he is to know what to put on the temporary permit.
Versus?
Because really they don't have enough information.
Versus an agreement between the appellant and the issuing authority, in which it's a withdrawal, a quick agreement, and then if there's...
Well, my question would be if there was an agreement for the appellant to resubmit an application, would that whole process take longer than 45 days? Because I feel that the appellant has waited an excessively long period of time for a clerical error on the part of the issuing authority.
Yeah, I don't think he's going through that process again. Other than submitting
demographics.
Just submitting the application.
Right, because we're finding in his favor that there has been...
So that's just to have Torrington have paperwork on file.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So should I just resubmit my old application? Because then if I did a new one, I'd have to get it re-notarized. And
I don't see why not.
I think you'd submit your... You would take the old application. Nothing has changed regarding address or...
Address is the same.
Should be able to send it.
Right.
And you still have your original old application?
I do.
Good.
I do.
You may have his prints on file.
Patient man.
Yeah, if I'd known. It's sort of taking place a lot sooner.
Okay, so a vote for the motion.
Or are we going to let them know? There would be a withdrawal on the...
Oh.
Because if we order the permit, then there's...
So is he withdrawing, or are you making a motion?
Yeah, I mean, I'm... I'm in favor of issuing the appellant his permit.
Via motion, right?
Via
not withdrawing.
The motion that was on the floor, rather than a new motion based on the discussion.
He can withdraw at any time, and they can, I guess, issue at any time, but we're not.
So it sort of goes back to the appellant. Yeah. Up to you. We could either order Torrington to, issue. We could take a vote on and see how it works out, or you could withdraw based on the sergeant's word, which we would hold our, take for a word that he will forthwith do that background investigation, absent finding anything, which you've testified you won't issue that permit pretty quickly. It's up to what up to you.
Honestly, at this point, whichever is quicker, because it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think we should go forward with the original motion that you made and order issued. It just seems as though there also needs to be a record, as we've made here, that a town can't add additional requirements
right.
to the statutory scheme, and that's a message to not just Torrington, but all the municipalities in the state.
Right. Yeah, I think the sergeant testified that he understood that. I did want to put it on the record, and I think he knew that. I just hope all the other towns know, and that any records clerks who aren't here and don't watch these hearings would know that as well. Okay.
I move the question.
All right, so I'm going to call the roll just for clarity. A vote for the motion is a vote in favor of the appellate. Dr. Conrad.
For the appellate.
Attorney Sinetti.
The appellant.
Colonel Overturf.
For the appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
For the appellant.
And chair votes for the appellant. Motion passes unanimously at 10:39 in one of the strangest hearings I've ever seen.
So before, just speak with the sergeant afterwards, I think, for probably to issue it most quickly if he had that application. So he has all your information and stuff like that. But
do you have a card on you, Sergeant? No. That's fine.
Sorry.
I don't.